It is Friday, which means it's time for StoryCorps, and today a story about being yourself, even when the path to do that is uncharted. Elizabeth Coffey Williams grew up transgender in Philadelphia in the late 1960s. Now 71, she came to StoryCorps with her niece, Jennifer Coffey.
When I first came out to my family, it was the late 60s, and a lot of the words they have today, like transgender and non-binary, they didn't have them.
Yeah.
You know, all of the fruits and nuts were already on the tree. They just hadn't been assigned names. So attempting to tell your extraordinarily loving blue-collar parents that you were transgender was tantamount to telling them I was from Jupiter. My parents were afraid, this might be contagious. And they sort of whisked me away for a while. And at that point, my parents were telling the rest of the family that I had just gone.
That's got to be traumatizing.
It was years that I did not see my brothers or my sister. I would call. My mother would let me talk to them on the telephone, but I couldn't come home. And at that point, I had heard Johns Hopkins was, if not the only place, one of the only places in America where they would perform gender confirmation surgery. And I pushed open those big doors and said, "Hi, I'm here." But they said, "That's not how it works. We have a whole program that you have to go through." And I thought, I'm not really here for a shrink. I just want a plumber.
Good Lord.
I know. But I did get through that program. Later on, my mother sat the kids down and told them the truth, the big secret. And then one day, there was a knock on my door. And there was my little brother, Billy, who was only 11 or 12. And he just looked up at me and said, "Hi, it's me." The next thing I know, I was hugging and he was smiling and I was crying. Was he ashamed of me? He wanted me back.
Wow.
When I opened that door, all I can say is it was like my heart was exploding and I was going to have family again. It made me feel wanted and it made me feel loved. That meant more to me than anything had meant in a long time.
Elizabeth Coffey Williams talking to her niece Jennifer Coffey at StoryCorps in Philadelphia. Elizabeth now lives in an LGBTQ-friendly housing complex for seniors in downtown Philadelphia. You can hear more from Elizabeth and her neighbors on the StoryCorps podcast, which you can get at npr.org.